Among the many things we are grateful for, and by the way, I just saw my buddy Frank McGeorge had a great piece on Local 4, and CNN has done some things on this as well, that gratitude, not just the acknowledgement, but the expression of gratitude is actually good for your health. It can dramatically lower your stress level. So this should not just be a 1 or 2 day engagement with the idea of gratitude and appreciation. It should be a lifelong pursuit. And with that, we say that one of the many things we're grateful for as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday is the return of America's Thanksgiving Parade presented by Gardner White. And I welcome the parade company chairman, Bob Riney, to our line this morning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Guy, and happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners.
I can't imagine that. I think that the parade company, we hear a lot about pent-up demand in terms of the economy. I've got to imagine there's a lot of pent-up enthusiasm within your walls.
You know, there absolutely is. And, you know, this has been a tradition that has been passed on through generations, and that's gathering on Woodward Avenue for this amazing, amazing parade. And the pandemic, of course, really, you know, changed that. And so now to gather safely outdoors on Woodward Avenue and see this energy again, it's palpable. And I'm so excited, and I'm just so proud of CEO Tony Michaels and his team. They're the miracle makers.
And you guys, I mean, you weren't resting on your laurels just because that we were in COVID protocols. That didn't mean that the process of improving and enhancing and modifying and modernizing the parade came to a stop. Tell me, what are some of the new things we can expect to see? And I know that's kind of in Tony's bailiwick. He's going to be joining us in a minute or two here, I presume, and he can share that with us. But what are you looking forward to, Bob?
Well, I will tell you with a little bit of a bias, I am really looking forward to Henry Ford Health System's new float. It's called Making the Impossible Possible, and it's really been designed in honor of our 33,000 team members, our caregivers, who have relentlessly, especially over the last 2 years, but really all along, worked to make the impossible possible. And we're going to have a patient that rides our float that really went through a life-saving heart procedure after being turned down at several other health systems and is now awaiting a transplant. And he ran a 5K 2 weeks ago, and he is living his best life. And so it is about making the impossible possible. And he is so excited to be riding on this float in honor of the team members that saved his life.
That what a tremendous story to share with the public. And you're right, this is really something that we do have to pause and reflect and pay tribute to those that are on the front lines in terms of the medical fight against COVID. And while we're certainly celebrating and we want to keep it light, Bob, I would be remiss if I didn't just kind of reach out to you and just give us a sense of what's happening within the walls of your hospital as we approach what could be a record number of hospitalizations. There were 3,700 on Sunday. 4,100 is the record, and we've had, you know, more than 24 hours pass in the interim. What are you experiencing, and how is that becoming problematic for the delivery of care?
You know, it's a very sobering time because this latest surge that we're in has really been, in many ways, a sucker punch to a very tired but resilient team of caregivers actually throughout the state. And, you know, our numbers of inpatient COVID patients have gone significantly up in the last few weeks. And we're, you know, we're close to the 400 range today. And our lab positivity tests are very high as well. And this is reflective of what's happening around the state. And, you know, it's very, very frustrating because we're all very busy taking care of all medical needs, but the rooms are getting extremely tight and the talent is extremely tight. And so, you know, we're continuing to really beg the public to be smart. And that doesn't mean that you can't do things like, again, gather on Woodward Avenue outdoors and celebrate, but be smart about what you do. And, you know, if you're in a setting indoors that's tight, you know, wear a mask. It may be inconvenient, but it's a lot less inconvenient than getting the virus itself, and of course to get vaccinated. And you know, we're we're asking for people's own health, but we're really asking because healthcare workers have just had a horrible, horrible, 20 months. And to say they need a break is the understatement of all understatements.
No question about it. I know that you, along with Brian Peters, who speaks for all hospitals here in the state of Michigan, have been requesting of the state to be a little bit more involved on the encouragement side. And I know we're expecting additional guidance. What guidance have you requested from your perspective that would be helpful?
You know, we've all seen that, kind of the mandate route is very tough for those that have thus chosen to either not do the right protective things or not get vaccinated. So, my hope is that in the spirit of Thanksgiving and this week that we're supposed to be grateful about each other, that we really just, take a pause and encourage each other. So I think the legislative body has to really encourage by being transparent about what we're dealing with. I think the medical community has to encourage based on the fact that, we're tired. We're trying to take care of all needs, but we need your help. And then most importantly, we have to reach out to our loved ones. These are one-on-one conversations at this point saying, I care about you and I want you to be safe. So please help me ensure that, you can be safe by doing the right things. Let's work on this together. And so I think if we take it from a, an inspirational standpoint and really talk about the fact that we're facing something we've never faced in our lifetime before, and it requires different kinds of behaviors. And one thing we know is it requires teamwork. And Detroit right. area has a long history of teamwork, so let's use it for this.
We've got four little ones that are going to be joining us at our Thanksgiving table, Bob, and there's no greater way to say I love you than to get the booster and to also get a flu shot, because the flu is actually an even greater risk than COVID at this point. So, that's what my wife and I have done, and that's we're going to make sure that we've done everything we can to keep everybody safe at our table, as we always would. Back to the parade for a moment, and thank you for giving us an update on that. Any other floats other than the Henry Ford float that we should be looking for? And again, let's salute Gardner White for stepping up and taking the lead as the presenting sponsor.
I was just going to say that guy, Gardner White, has been phenomenal at their support. And, they are emerging as, one of the legends of great companies that support the communities in the Detroit area. And we've been so fortunate to have so many through time. And, General Motors has a new amazing float. There's always a competition, and it's a healthy competition between the corporations that sponsor floats, because, Tony has to deal with, I want mine 8 inches bigger than the other company. I want mine this color. And that's the kind of competition that's great, right? Because it's all for fun and it's all about creating energy. I will tell you, I've had the chance to ride on a float, on the Henry Ford Health System float, a couple times over the last 10, 12 years. And to see the faces of kids and families as they're watching this parade, it's the best tone setter for Thanksgiving that you could ever possibly have.
It's going to be great, and I want you to – I know Edgar Van is one of our he's going to be chairing the parade. He's going to be one of our grand marshals. Please ask him to pray for the Lions. Tell Calvin Johnson to please play for the Lions. Put pads on him and a helmet and drop him off at Ford Field. We need help. Bob Riney, take care. The best to everybody at the Henry Ford Health System.
Thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving.
And happy Thanksgiving to you, and we will be back on the Paul W. Smith Show.